Welcome to Soul Church Norwich Podcast. We pray this message will encourage and inspire you.
This is the final message of the series, This Belongs to God. It's our longest ever series, nearly 4 months. Just couldn't come up with anything new, so we just kept it. Why don't we pray and let's believe God that He saved the best till last, eh? God wants to do something right now in our lives. So, God, we all come to You tonight. And we're all in different spaces in our lives and in our hearts, but we all come to You needing a Savior. And I pray tonight that You would reveal Yourself afresh through Your Word, the Bible. I pray You'd speak to us, strengthen us. For those who are going through disappointment and despair tonight, You'd lift us. Lord, for those who are struggling, Lord, You'd be the comforter. For those who are facing uncertainty into 2018, Father, You'd bring purpose and direction. Lord, I pray tonight would be a divine moment for many people in this room. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Tell the person on your right or left, I'm expecting big things from this message. Tell the other person he better deliver. All right, take your seat. Okay, we spoke in church 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago about expectation. Did anyone hear that message? Okay, if you didn't hear that message, you need to go and listen to it, but it'd be like watching a movie the first half after the second half, okay? But this will make sense, okay? So we've been talking about my expectation belongs to God. And, you know, God loves it when we trust Him with our lives. He loves it when we expect big things. You know, I didn't come into last weekend expecting small things. It came in expecting big things. Do you know how I know there is a God who is real? Can I just tell you how? Because last weekend, everywhere in the UK was covered with snow apart from a small umbrella over Norwich. Because if there had been snow last weekend, let me tell you, it would have kind of messed it all up. People would have stayed at home, but there was a small umbrella hanging over Norwich, and it didn't snow. Can I also tell you how I know there's a God? We didn't have a ticket system, okay? And we had 8 shows, and pretty much every single show was equal in number. Now, think about that. Just think about that if you're a theatre company or a football, and you had 8, and somehow God aligned. So if everyone would have come to the 4 o'clock on a Sunday, we'd have had an issue. And we wouldn't have been in the paper for the right reasons. But you know there's a God because there was no snow and suddenly He just spreads the whole thing out. All right, just a couple of ideas. So I love it and I was expecting God to do that. And I love celebrating with people when things are going well and people are having favor and people have got a new home and life's good. I love being a part of celebrating people's successes. In fact, this year, 2017, we've tagged it the year of breakthrough. But here's the challenge. This is the challenge we face. It's when our experiences in life do not match up to our expectations. Has anybody had an expectation, but their experience is something very different? Oh, it's just me. It doesn't matter whether you're single, married, working, unemployed, old or young. Having unmet expectations is actually lethal. And no one is immune. The reason marriages end in divorce is not because of communication. It's not because of other things. The number one reason marriage end in divorce is this: unmet expectation. Unmet expectation, that's the number one reason. So my expectation is when I come home from a long day at work, I expect my wife to have the dinner prepared, just settle down, let me finish, ready for us to sit down and eat as a family. She'll be wearing an apron with no food stains. Her hair will be perfectly done up. Meanwhile, my 3-year-old son will eat with utensils, never missing his mouth. My daughter will sit there at the table and ask everyone how their amazing day was. After we finish eating at exactly the same time, we'll head out for a family stroll while the kitchen cleans itself up. That is my expectation. Can I tell you my experience? This is all hypothetical, okay? If you're watching online, welcome. This is church you're watching, if you're wondering what it is. I come home from work 30 minutes late and dinner hasn't even been thought of. Justice Murray is screaming his head off and Miracle Joy is sticking plasticine into the carpet. When I search for Chantel, she's on the phone with a member of our church who is in real need. When I ask what's for dinner, she glares at me in a way that only an overworked, overtired mama can glare after being out for 3 months every night preparing for the wonder. I could keep going, but I think you get the idea. What about your expectation in your life? We pray to God for a new home. We put ours up for sale for £200,000. A buyer came in and offered us £250,000 cash. We find our dream home on Rightmove, and straight away they accept our offer because they're desperate. In fact, they accepted £200,000. Now we have £50,000 to furnish our new home, go on holiday, and life is just perfect. Now can I give you my experience? We pray to God for a new house. We put our home up for sale for $200,000 and haven't even had a nibble. We reduce it by $20,000 and still nothing. In the meantime, we find our dream home on Rightmove for $300,000, put an offer in and discover it's already been sold for $350,000. Life sucks. What about your expectation of church? At Soul Church, everyone is always happy. We have a car space right out of the front every week. They sing my favorite worship songs. The sound is never too loud. The coffee is flawless. The bathroom's immaculate. The preaching a masterpiece. And as for the kids' ministry, it's one up from Disney. The pastors will no doubt ask us around their home for dinner soon and probably on holiday with them. We've finally found the perfect church. Just need to take a glass of water. That was. What about your experience? At Soul Church, not everyone is always happy. We have to park 500 meters down the road at a factory. They only seem to sing new songs we don't know. Do they realize how good some of those older worship songs can be? The sound is deafening. The bathrooms are small and unkempt. The preaching is just motivational. I like something deeper. I'm spiritually mature. Kids ministry desperately needs some help. The pastors haven't invited us around their home yet, and we've been coming for 2 whole weeks. We're now back in the hunt for a perfect church. Isn't it interesting in life how experience and expectation are sometimes so far out? I saw a video this week, and I think it kind of explains it quite nicely. I think you get the idea about expectation and experience. You know how we respond to, I watched that like 10 times, I couldn't stop. How we respond to unmet expectation is really a daily battle and a life battle that we all face. You know, we pray for healing and someone passes away. We pray that we pray and nothing happens. This is a true story. When we were living in South Africa, I got a phone call, and he wasn't a friend, but a man in our church had been shot dead. He was a diamond dealer, and something had gone wrong, and I was called by his wife and said, can you come and raise him from the dead? I mean, no pressure. I mean, literally, I called. Next phone call was Paul Coleman. I thought, I'm not going into this alone, and We went to the mortuary, and there was a man. I mean, he was in our church. He was my age, and he'd been shot dead through the heart, and Paul was there. And, you know, the expectation of everyone around was suddenly, you know, this man would come back to life. And, you know, I think I had some kind of faith, but it was a very new experience for me to pray over a dead person who'd been shot dead. But I remember literally nothing happened, and just the trauma that took place that moment. But the expectation and the experience were so, so different. And in life, it's a challenge when we expect something from our spouse, we expect something from God, we expect something from our pastors, our church, our boss at work, but our experience is so different. The Christmas present that you desperately want doesn't arrive. The New Year's resolution you made on January the 1st is now an unmet expectation. Can anyone relate to that? Has anyone been, be honest, you followed through and you've met your New Year's resolution? Has anyone? One person. But you know what? As funny as that could be, is actually, it can actually cause pain because you can feel like you've let yourself down. The person you would have been, who would have been ideal as a life partner, is dating your best friend. I mean, that's a problem, isn't it? Unmet expectation. Life gets messy when we fail to handle the unmet expectations of our life. In fact, they can turn into negative emotions like anger. Some of the reasons we get angry at others, we get angry at ourselves. We can even get angry at God because God has not answered in the time or the way that we want him to. We can get sadness. The emotion of sadness is a result of unmet expectation. You grieve the loss of what didn't happen. I remember when my own dad passed away, I remember praying for him that God would heal him, and the sadness that took place because nothing changed. Then there's the emotion of fear. We were so fearful of ever expecting anything again of someone because we've been let down by unmet expectation. So we stop believing God. We stop trusting God. We stop believing that there's anything outside of what we're experiencing right now. And from personal experience, I want to just give you some thoughts today about what to do when my expectation and my experience do not align. Okay, so I'm going to give you three thoughts on what to do when your expectation in life and your experience do not align themselves. The first one is this, and these are personal to me. That's why I'm sharing them with you. These are personal to me. My trust in God must always precede my expectation. My trust in God must always precede my expectation. There is a man in the Bible called Job, spelt like Job. He is a businessman. With a name like that, he should be. He's very wealthy. He is a landowner. He is a farmer. He has 10 children, and life is very, very good. Job is an integral man. In fact, the Bible speaks about him as a blameless man. But in one day, in one moment, he receives four separate messages to his farm, to his family, and tragedy strikes him in that time. He loses everything. His farm is taken away from him. His business is taken away. His health is taken away. In fact, every single one of his children is taken from him. Who knows that's not a good day? He's at the end of himself. The Bible says he shaves his head, he falls to his knees, and he speaks to God. And this is what it says in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 20. Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and he fell to the ground. And he worshiped God. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gives, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." I don't know about you, but I think Job's expectation, if he's a businessman, if he's a landlord, if he's a dad, is that the next year is going to be blessed. He's going to own more land, more prosperity, increased favor, more kids. And suddenly, in a moment, life is turned upside down. Has anyone ever had a phone call, an email, and suddenly your life is turned upside down? It's a suddenly moment for Job. You're doing everything right. Has anyone ever been doing everything right and everything wrong is happening in your life? Now, what I want us to try and understand here is God's refusal to meet our expectations is not always based on our faith. God's refusal to meet our expectations is not always based on our integrity. How do I know that? Because Job, the Bible says, was a blameless man. So sometimes God doesn't give us things, and the first thing we do is look inward and say, is there sin in my life? Is there something wrong in my life? What's stopping it? And if we look at the life of Job, we cannot see any of that. And if we look at the life of Jesus himself, the night before he went to the cross, he was in a garden called Gethsemane in the outskirts of Jerusalem. And he says to his father, he says three times, "If it is possible, would you take that cup from me?" He's talking about the cup of death. Is it possible? Now, Jesus had faith. Jesus had integrity. But heaven went silent. Have you ever prayed and heaven goes silent? And then Jesus responds to his own question. He says this, "Not my will, but your will. Not my will, but your will be done." Unmet expectations can only be met with one word. Trust. Trust. For some of you, you're facing expectations that have disappointed you in life. Things you thought would happen are not happening. People you thought would help you haven't helped you. Things that were meant to go right in your business this year, in your career, in fact, things have gone the complete opposite. And here's where God wants to get you. He doesn't want you to look at yourself. He wants you to look at Him and say, God, right now, in a season of unmet expectation, I will trust You. He gives and He takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job 13, verse 15, towards the end of his life, he says this, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. When you're staring face to face in the eye of unmet expectation, and let me tell you, I know there's a whole lot of people in this room who are facing unmet expectation. Life has not played along for you in 2017. This is what you say. God, my trust is in You. My trust is in You. Unmet expectation belongs to God. That's the title of this message tonight. It doesn't belong on Facebook. It doesn't belong on social media. It doesn't belong on your face. It belongs to God. Well, if you're going to clap, don't clap me, clap God, because He's the one you're putting your trust in. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord. It doesn't say trust in your bank balance. It doesn't say trust in your career. It doesn't say trust in your employer. It doesn't even say trust in your spouse. It says put your trust in the Lord. With all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. My trust in God has to take precedence over my expectation. This is where I want to go tonight. Your trust in God has to take precedence over your expectation. Here's the thing. I keep believing in the sun even when it's not shining. I've been believing in the sun today. Let me tell you, it has not appeared. Well, I haven't seen it. Okay? But I keep, who believes in the sun even though it's not shining? I have to keep believing in God even, as we've heard from Emma tonight, that fell in line beautifully with this message. Because your expectation in God and your experience were miles apart. Yeah. But what you said today is, God, I still trust You. Yeah. I still trust You. I keep believing in the sun, even when the sun is not shining. I keep trusting in God when life does not play along. One day we will look back, whether on earth or in heaven, and understand and say this, God, I am glad You did not meet all my earthly expectations. Who is glad that God did not answer all your prayers? I would be a police officer right now, married to a girl who was not Chantel, and Miracle Joy and Justice Murray would not exist. Had God answered all my prayers. I'm so glad that He turned a deaf ear to some of my prayers, because they would not have aligned my life to where it is now. God's plan for my life will not meet my human expectations, but ultimately it will exceed them. I want to say that again, because some of you need to hear this and understand how big God is. God's plan for your life will not meet your human expectations, but ultimately, when you look back on the course of your life, His plan will exceed your plan. And you will thank Him for every sad day, every good day, every challenging moment. You will look back and say, God, I am where I am today because of what happened tomorrow. I pray this is helping someone tonight. My trust in God must always precede my expectation. The second thing when it comes to unmet expectation is this. My greatest encounters with God are at the point of unmet expectations. God's goal isn't to meet all of my expectations, by the way. Okay, so God's not sitting in heaven thinking, you know what I need to do today is make sure John Norman is as happy as he can be. I want to meet every single one of his expectations. Because if he did that, I'd be God and he'd be the servant. He is God, I am not. And so I didn't take much in my science classes. In fact, I didn't take much in any of my classes at school. I bumped into my science teacher the other day, literally, it was quite interesting, her feedback on my few years wasn't good. She also realizes there's a God now as well. But this is what I did learn in science. A positive current plus a positive current equals no power. I also learned that a negative current and a negative current equals no power. This is news to some of you. But what I did take away from my 4 years of studying science was positive current plus negative current equals power. When I come to a positive God with all my demands in my own strength, telling him I've got it all together, expecting and demanding off of God, trying to be all prideful, he's like, well, this doesn't kind of work. But when I come to a positive God and I am broken, I am on my knees, I have nothing left, life has hurt me, people have disappointed me, I'm literally saying, God, I need you. I come to him in a negative state and meet a positive God, I encounter the power of the living God, because a negative plus a positive equals power. God's great grace is attracted to my great weakness. Some of you are wondering where God is, and God's like, you just need to chill out and get on your knees and come before me with a humble spirit, because my great strength and my great power is attracted to your great weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:10, this isn't me, this is God. He says, my grace is sufficient for you. Wait for this. If it comes up, please. He said to me, my great grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You don't have to have it all together. You don't have to put your Sunday best on. You don't have to put everything right to get into church. You just come as you are. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Some of my most intimate, powerful encounters with God have been when I've been down to absolutely nothing. And sometimes God does not put sickness on us, he's paid for sickness. God does not put poverty on us, he has paid for poverty. But God sometimes allows us to go through the pains and the hardships of life simply so we can get back to a negative, so we can look up to a positive, and his great power attaches itself again to my life. I'm getting a lot from this. I'm preaching better than you're listening. We should expect to encounter God at the most unlikely place at all. Unmet expectation. Some of you could preach this a whole lot better than me because you've been through a whole lot more than me. But I don't know about you, but who's ever encountered God at a place where you've just had nothing to give? God allows us to go through unmet expectation, so we are fully dependent and reliant on his power, not our own. Maybe someone wants just to come up on the keyboard. I'll say that again. God allows us to go through unmet expectation, so we are fully dependent and reliant on his power, not our own power. My greatest encounters with God are at the point of unmet expectation. The third and final thought tonight I've got before we're going to take some time and we're going to pray for people, because I know there's a whole lot of people tonight and literally it's like my life is unmet expectation. What you thought would be and what you're experiencing are something completely different. And I pray that you understand tonight that you've just got to humble yourself before God and say, God, not my will, but your will. Not my will, but your will. I've been challenged to the core on this, even when we're building a new building. God challenged me. He says, are you trying to build Soul Church's brand, or are you trying to build me a house? I've been challenged to the core on some of this stuff. You trying to make your name famous or my name famous? What are you trying to do? Because the moment it becomes about Chantel and I, let me tell you, we're going to lose the power and the anointing and the Spirit of God on our ministry and our life. But the moment we shift it to God, say, God, I cannot do this. It's not about, yes, we put the metrics up, and I don't want it to do it to glorify us. I want it to glorify God, because the moment I start glorifying myself, it becomes a positive on a positive and it loses its power. But the moment it stays negative and it's, God, look what you've done. We've reached 4,000 people, but we're in a city of 300,000, and really it's just a chip. But hey, if we can stay humble, we humble ourselves before God. We keep serving, if we keep loving people, if we keep hanging out with the broken and the destitute and the lost, and we're not too big for anything, let me tell you, just maybe the power of God will stay attached to what's happening here. My biggest prayer is, God, keep me humble, keep me grounded, keep my feet on the ground, because that is what will attract God's great power to your life. Some of you are struggling, but you're in your own strength. And God is saying, just come to me, all who are weary and heavy burden, I'll give you rest, I'll give you strength. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. God's great power is attracted to your great weakness. And the third thought tonight is this: my disappointment of unmet expectation will not stop me from expecting again. This is big, guys. My disappointment of unmet expectation will not stop me from expecting again. You know, one of the ways unmet expectation can hurt us is when we stop expecting. Stop expecting. Past disappointment does not mean we should stop expecting. Some of you have been hurt. Some of you are angry tonight. You're even angry at God, and it's okay. It's okay to be negative, because remember, negative and a positive attracts power. It's okay. I was at a funeral this week, and the gentleman speaking was angry at God, and I was like, it's just real. It's okay. It's okay to be real. Take your emotions to God, not to Facebook. Take your emotions to the right place, because those negative emotions attached to God's sovereignty and His positivity will produce power in your life. But I will not stop expecting God to do something miraculous. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says this. This is kind of how we should live our lives. Paul's given the church some instruction. He says, rejoice always. Here we go. Pray without. It doesn't say pray only when your prayers get met. It says pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know, not expecting again is the same attitude of going to the gym once and expecting a new body. I once went, signed up for the gym, went once, nothing happened, so I never went back again. But the reality is, you go to the gym once, nothing's going to change. In fact, you'll probably get so hungry, you'll eat more food and it'll do more damage. But what changes, as you can tell, what changes when you work out regularly? What changes with consistency? Consistency. Week in, week out, day in, day out. Coming to God and saying, God, thank you, I love you. Prayer's not about length, it's just about intimacy. I don't have to sit with Chantel for hours and hours and tell her how much I love her. Me telling her I love her, giving her a little look in the eye. You know what? We'll stop right there. Isn't that right, Colin? But you know what? It's not a Song of Solomon moment every day. It's just a, hey babe, I love you, you're doing great. You know what? Our prayer life is simply that. Just intimacy with God. Expecting God to keep showing up. Just because He didn't show up last year, this could be your year. Just because the last prayer didn't get answered, the next prayer could. Keep expecting the best, even when you're feeling at your worst. Keep believing for God for the possible, even when everything seems impossible. Keep confessing the goodness and the grace and the blessing of God, even when you're not experiencing the goodness and the blessing of God. I've seen many people die, but I will not stop praying for people who are on their deathbed. I've seen the worst in people, but I'll continue to see the best in people. I've seen the enemy at work in this world, but I will continue to believe that the light is always shining brighter than the darkness. My trust in God must always exceed my expectation. My greatest encounters with God are at the point of unmet expectations. And my disappointment of unmet expectations will not stop me from expecting again. Some of you have got to start expecting again. Just because God did not show up this time, He will show up the next time. And if He doesn't show up the next time, it will be the time after that. And if He doesn't show up in this life, you will look back one day in eternity and you will thank Him for every step, every moment, every decision, every time God said, stop, I will not allow you to walk into that position through that door. One day you will thank Him. Who's thankful you didn't marry your childhood sweetheart? Come on. I am. I'm glad. I'm glad that God stopped that. Not because that person's bad or good or anything like that. It's simply because God had someone for me. And God had someone for you. And so this year, as we head into a brand new 2018, I want us to take our negative, our disappointment, our brokenness and hurt, and attach it to God's great strength. And you know what the result is? We'll actually start experiencing more of His power. I want us to stand right now. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says this, being confident of this very thing, he who has begun a good work, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. What God started in you, He will complete. But here's the thing, you got to keep going. You got to keep praying. You got to keep coming to church even when you don't feel like it. You got to keep being generous. You got to just keep doing those day-to-day things. And suddenly you'll look back over your life and you think, my goodness, I don't know how I've ended up leading a church, married to one of the most beautiful Latino girls in the whole world. I don't know how that has happened. I left school with very few GCSEs. I didn't even get A-levels because... Anyway, that's another story. But if I look at my life, it doesn't make sense. But actually it does. Because when you attach your life to the grace of God, anything is possible. Because it's the power of God. And for some of you, you've been trying to attach your life to so many different things, trying in your own strength. And God's like, just chill. Just relax. Just bring me what you've got. If nothing's what you've got, bring me nothing. And you'll just see what I can do. Bring me your unmet expectations. Some of you are upset, and I get that. I don't have all the answers, by the way. Some of you are upset the way 2017's gone. Some of you are grieving. Some of you are hurt. Some of you are broken. Some of you are disappointed. There's so many emotions that we could talk about today, tonight. But you've got to bring them to Jesus right now. Don't bring him to me. Don't send me emails. Don't write blogs on Facebook about how bad life is. Come to me, the Bible says. Come to me. Just bring it to him. I want us to close our eyes. This is a private and intimate moment. God's great grace is here. God's power is here. I want us to invite God right now into our unmet expectations. I want you to let him in. In fact, I want you not just to let him in, I want you to be completely honest with him. Just be honest right now, if it's in your thoughts. Just be honest with God. Say, God, I expected this year and it hasn't happened. And God, deep down, I'm so hurt and I'm angry and I'm broken. And God, I just cannot do this. This is where God's at. He brings us to our lowest so he can lift us up. You can go low in life, but you can never go further down than his everlasting hands to lift you. Speak to him right now. The Bible says he's an ever-present help in time of need. If you feel angry, abandoned, disappointed, maybe you feel upset about yourself, it's okay. God's fine with that. Let God in. Let God in right now. Your greatest encounters with God are at the point of unmet expectations. We're going to sing this song through just a couple of times. Then we're going to pray. And I believe something's going to lift off us tonight. We're going to give God our unmet expectations. And then we're going to sing, and then we're going to speak to God. And we're going to get up and go again. Some of you need to get up and go again and start expecting God. I'm expecting 2018 to be the best year of my life. I'm expecting blessing and favor and increase. I don't care what's happened in 2017. We're about to say goodbye to this great year, but we're going to step into a brand new adventure with Jesus. But you can't step into it if you're holding on to unmet expectation for last year. So I want us just to close our eyes. I want the team to come out and sing. And in this moment, I literally want you to give every emotion, everything that didn't go so well this year, I want you to literally pass it on to God, his shoulders. He's big enough and strong enough to handle it. Amen. Right now, I want you to let go. Let go of every unmet expectation for 2017. I want you to let it go right now. It's going to be like a weight that's going to come off you. How do you let it go? Here's how you let it go. Forgiveness. Because the reason we a lot of unmet expectation is simply because people have let us down. And right now, I want you to forgive people who've let you down this year. Some of you need to forgive God. And say, God, right now, I do not understand why you didn't answer this prayer, but here's the deal. I trust you. I trust you. Just forgive. Just right now, in this atmosphere of worship, just let it go. Just let it go. Father, give us the strength right now to forgive people who've hurt us, to forgive those who've let us down and disappointed us, to forgive those who should have been there when required. And Father, we let it go right now in Jesus' name. We let go of the baggage of unmet expectation. God's power is being drawn to individuals right now, literally, as you let that go. As you humble yourself and let things go, God's power is being drawn to people. Weight is falling off people right now. You're going to walk out of here, you're going to feel 3 stone lighter in your spirit. Now I want us to begin to expect God again. I want you to tell God right now what you expect him to do in your life. Just expect it. Just expect. Just don't limit it. Don't put a roof on it. Don't think God couldn't handle that. He can. Expect what you want 2018 to look like. I'm expecting, for Chantel and I'm expecting us next year to have full health in our bodies. Full health. Full health. I'm expecting not to fall into any debt next year. I'm expecting that. It's an expectation of my life. I want you to expect. Come on, I'm trying to help you. I want to stir you. Tell God, some of you need to expect a promotion next year. Oh, well, I didn't get one last year. That mustn't stop you expecting one this year. Pray without ceasing. I'm expecting it. I'm expecting a move of God in this church that we never experienced this year. I'm expecting Heart for the House to go to new levels. I'm expecting more people to find Jesus next year than they have this year. Come on, we've got to raise our expectation of what God can do in our life. Do not limit your expectation from your experience. Lift the lid right now in Jesus' name, because you're with me. Come on, sing it out. I will not fear. Thank you, God. Dreams have been rebirthed here tonight. Dreams have been rebirthed. Expect God to do more next year. Expect God to do greater things. God is up to something, and he's always up to something good. in your life. Even though we don't understand how the dots are being joined, when we look back the picture of our life, we just as God planned it. Would you keep your eyes closed just for a moment? God has a great expectation for you. It's relationship. He loves you so much. In fact, he loves you so much that he went to a cross to die for you. He died so that you could experience and have life. He suffered on that cross because he saw the potential in you. But he longs to have relationship. Just as we talked about tonight, he longs to have that intimacy with us where we can talk to him on a regular basis, whether we're at work, whether we're in the car, whether we're wherever we are at home. He loves us. He's always there. He's just desperate for us to reach out to him. And it comes through relationship with Jesus. And tonight, I want to give you an opportunity to either begin a relationship with God for the first time or reconnect with him again. God loves you tonight. God is not angry at anyone. God is not mad at anyone. He just wants you to know how much he loves you. Stop looking at all the things that you've done wrong and focus on what Jesus did right on your behalf. He died for you. But John, I don't deserve it. Let me tell you, none of us do deserve it. None of us do deserve what he did for us on the cross. That's why it's a gift. Just as you give and receive gifts this Christmas, God's gift of Jesus was a gift. And we can freely receive it tonight with arms open wide. I would love to offer you the opportunity to receive this gift of Jesus. Give you a fresh start, a new beginning. I want everyone to close their eyes. It's a private moment, but in just a second, I'm going to say a really simple but powerful prayer and invite Jesus to come and live inside of your heart so you have that relationship with him. Maybe you once walked with God, but you've disconnected. Tonight, you can come home. All I want to do is simply count to three. When I get to three, I want you to just put up your hand and say, John, I'd love to pray that prayer with you. We're just going to say it out loud together. But you say, hey, tonight you really were speaking to me. I need to disconnect from my past, the things that have been going on, and I need to connect with Jesus. Maybe you need to reconnect. When I get to three, just slip up your hand high enough, long enough, so I can see it. I'd love to pray for you. One, two, three, all over this room. God bless you. God bless you. Beautiful. God bless you. Beautiful. God bless you. Amazing. That's it. Anyone else? Say that to me. God bless you. Beautiful. God bless you. All right, you can put your hands down. We're going to say this simple but powerful prayer out loud. I'd love us to say it together. Dear Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you that he died in my place. Thank you tonight that I can give my life to you. I'm sorry for living life my own way. I repent of my sins. Tonight is a turning point. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, everyone who lifted their hand, said that prayer online, we congratulate you. And we have a gift. It's a Bible. And if you lifted up your hand, straight after the service, when we conclude it in just a few moments, head out into the atrium. There's a big wall. It says, Jesus is life. And our team will be waiting for you there. And we've got a Bible. And we also run a course called the Growth Track Course, because this is not the end of the decision. It's the start of it. And we want to equip you for that journey and cheer you on. And this is a family. And if I can encourage you to do two things from this night forward, is this. Keep coming back to church. Keep coming back to church. Because it's a place of community and strength. The second thing is take a moment each day to read your Bible. Because it is truth and it is life and it's strength to us. And so one more time, let's thank everyone who said that prayer and made that decision tonight. Did anyone get anything from that message? I pray it helped you tonight. Take your unmet expectation to God. He's big enough and strong enough to handle it all.
Thank you for listening. We'd love to see you at one of our Sunday services. For locations and times, please visit soulchurch.com.